Sure, there are lots of reasons. Firstly, history is about people, and everybody's interested in people, especially in themselves, their own families. Everybody's family goes back somewhere. We all come from somewhere. And also, once children see themselves as part of the past, they're also themselves history. They're part of the future. And taught in the right way, it's an inclusive subject in which everybody has a stake. Secondly, history is an umbrella subject. History overarches music, art, religious education, science, even maths, geography. So whatever your particular interest, all those things are included in all societies of the past. So it's a very broad subject. And thirdly, history is probabilistic. We know some things, of course, as facts, but very little as actual facts. Most of it is probabilistic. It's saying, I think, maybe, perhaps, what do you think? And everybody of any age or ability is entitled to have a view. Of course, with maturity and more knowledge, you might have a more valid view, but I think the process of realising that history is probabilistic is very important. And also, that's part of social and cognitive development and emotional development, as well as just teaching history, and I think it's involves the whole child as well as being an embracing subject. And finally, I think history is liked by teachers and children because it needn't involve very much reading and writing. It involves artifacts, it involves looking at things, it can involve drama, it can involve art, it involves hands-on activities. You can do it in all sorts of ways without requiring children to do very much reading and writing, which in fact releases children to understand historical concepts when they're probably not old enough to actually put them into writing. And also traces of the past all around us. I was talking to a colleague from Arizona last week, and she stereotypically said, but you're surrounded by old things in this country. And I think perhaps sometimes we forget that we are. But once children are alerted to it, they can hardly ignore the fact that they are surrounded by churches and old buildings, and in fact, old people as well. I was in Australia recently, and it was very obvious there that the buildings were about 100 years old, and it was a totally different kind of environment. So children in this country are extremely lucky. They're surrounded by examples of the past to draw on wherever they live.